ESPN Radio.
The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for high school basketball on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM. Let's go courtside and join Eric Peterson with the analysis and with the play-by-play. Here's KGYM's Alex Kuhn.
Welcome to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines as 5A action in the girls state tournament about to get underway as the City High Little Hawks, the 4 seed in the Class 5A tournament, take on the number 5 seed, the Cedar Falls Tigers. Alex Kuhn alongside Eric Peterson. I bring in Eric Peterson, who sits to my right. And Eric, this City High team throughout most of the season there weren't a lot of close games. They lost one game to Iowa City West. They split with the Trojans, and by the way, the Trojans will play at 6:45 tonight. We'll get to that in just a second. But a stiff test against Cedar Falls, who the Little Hawks beat by 22 points during the regular season. But that was because Kiana Barney, their star post player, got in foul trouble. It's going to be a much stiffer test this time around.
Well, I think when you get late in the season, the gaps between teams a lot of times close up. And it was very early in the season, and it was at City High School. So, again, I think, advantage to City High. And then you mentioned the foul trouble to a key Cedar Falls player. Obviously, Cedar Falls has improved throughout the season, as has City High. Like I say, a lot of common opponents, a lot of similar point spreads. Obviously, this is a 4 seed against a 5 seed, at least in the eyes of the folks in Des Moines who put the seedings together, and so this should be a heck of a ball game.
When you look at these teams, they're so similar in the sense that 1 through 5, very, very good. Probably two of the best starting lineups in the state. Not very deep beyond that. You look at City High. Christina Hora is one of the only key bench players on this City High team. Paige Rock every once in a while comes off the bench. And for Cedar Falls, Emerson Green coming off the bench, averaging 6 points per game. Olivia Rimmert as well, but not a lot of depth coming off the bench. So it's going to be key for both teams to keep their star player, whether it's Kiana Barney for Cedar Falls or Ashley Jones of City High, on the court and out of foul trouble.
Well, again, fouls is always important, as we've watched City High throughout the season. Coach McTaggart has really rolled the dice. Oftentimes, if a player gets those two early fouls, I know some programs will literally sit them to the second half. Rarely does Coach McTaggart do that. He just believes that, he's got the five kids. And again, he does bring Christina Hora off the bench, Paige Roca off the bench, Samantha Grieving off the bench for some spot duty here and there. And again, depending on the score, I think sometimes if City High is up, he's more apt to go into the bench. But again, oftentimes, it's pretty much those five kids.
And when you talk about offensive styles, two little bit different teams. Iowa City High likes to get up and down the court, led by Ashley Jones, who not only plays the post, at sometimes will play at the high post, a little high-low game, can step out on the wing, and she likes to push the pace. And for Cedar Falls, it's more of a methodical offensive game, averaging just 57 points per game, as opposed to City High, or out around 70 points per game.
Well, City High tends to, if it's against man, they get Jones up at the high post and almost the free throw line. They get her the ball, and a lot of times she'll go one-on-one. She's really adept at going both right and left, strong hand, weak hand, spin dribbles, different things to try to get to the basket. She certainly has an outside shot, but yet due to where they start her in the offense, to be honest, she doesn't get a lot of three-point looks or opportunities. And again, she's City High's leading rebounder. But again, Kenya Earle has had a wonderful career at City High. Sam Schroeder has been playing and starting for several years. Those are two key players. Rose Nakumu this year, a freshman, has really been impressive so far. I think one of the most impressive freshmen in the state. So, City High certainly, 1 through 5 has talent. It'll be interesting. We've seen him play a lot of man. We've seen him play half-court trap. It just depends. In the regional final, they played against Ankeny Centennial. They stayed in that half-court trap almost the entire game. I think out of one timeout, they switched it up for a couple possessions. And that was very very effective against Ankeny Centennial. But again, a different team, different personnel. We'll see how City High chooses to defend Cedar Falls.
The winner of this game is going to take on the number one seed Indianola, who just defeated Johnston a few minutes ago. So that the Indianola, the number one overall seed in the Class 5A tournament. They're undefeated on the season, so that'll be an interesting matchup against the winner of this game right here. And also want to mention later on, we'll preview this for just a few minutes, Iowa City West, the Trojans, at 6:45 p.m., they're going to take on Waukee.
Well, and again, West High's had a wonderful season. Coach Mayer and the girls of West High, you talked really about, you know, maybe seven players, eight players, and a little more depth. And again, they're playing really well right now with Saunders, both Cooks, playing well. West High just does a tremendous job, and defensively they play great defense. So again, West High, a three seed, I believe, coming in here to Des Moines. So again, supposedly both City High, West High by seeding would be slight favorites going into their games.
The City High Little Hawks at 22-1, about ready to take on Cedar Falls. The Tigers come in with a record of 21-2, a rematch of a 22-point victory for City High during the regular season that took place at City High School, I think back in February, if I am correct. Alex Kuhn alongside Eric Peterson. That might have been actually in December.
December 9th. Yep, is when that game. So again, early.
Early in the season could be a much different game this time around, especially as we get to the starting lineups of Kiana Barney, the UNI commit as a junior. The 6'1 junior can play more than about 14 minutes, which she played in the first game. And it was interesting. I was talking to Ryan Merkin of Your Prep Sports, and we were just talking about the foul trouble. Eric, and Kiana Barney had two quick fouls. She sat the rest of the first half, and then right out of the gate in the second half, she picked up her third foul. So she ended up only playing 13 to 14 minutes in that game. On the opposite side, Ashley Jones picked up two first half fouls, and Coach Bill McTaggart elected to keep her in. She didn't pick up another foul and the rest of the game. So at this point, with all that Ashley Jones has shown, as good of a player as she has been for City High, is it all about trust with Coach McTaggart? If she does get into foul trouble, that she won't commit another one, she'll play a little bit more discipline on defense?
Well, I think so. I mean, Ashley Jones has played a lot of basketball between, growing up. There was an article in the Press Citizen this morning talked about her dad getting the girls out there as literally 3-4 years old and starting to do different things with the girls to develop basketball skills, basketball talents. And so she's a really smart basketball player. But that being said, again, you are gambling. And again, Coach McTaggart, watching him over the years, he tends to be less conservative than many coaches in regards to playing that person with two fouls. A lot of coaches, the game situation dictates whether they keep someone in with two fouls. If you're up by 7, 8, 9, 10 points, you try to see if you can't maintain that lead with them on the bench, not risking the foul. Sometimes you bring them back in. You don't want the game to get away from you in the first half and things. But again, Coach McTaggart has tended to believe in his kids and leave them on the floor. And more often than not, it's worked out. But so often there's just that odd call where, maybe someone loses their balance or accidentally gets their arm caught inside someone else's, a really inadvertent thing, but something that is a foul and the officials have to call. And again, you certainly run that risk.
The last factor to this game I wanted to run by Eric. Cedar Falls starting three seniors and two juniors, whereas City High, they rely on Rose Nakuma, who is a freshman. Ashley Jones is a junior. Aubrey Jones is a freshman. Kenny Earl and Sydney Schroeder are seniors. We know how important Rose Nakuma and Aubrey Jones are to the starting lineup. How much of a factor does youth play in this game?
Well, I think anytime you get here and play on this floor in front of this atmosphere for the first time, it's a little eye-opening and a little bit intimidating. So hopefully they can get past that fairly quickly. Hopefully something good happens to those kids in the first few minutes of the ball game, maybe relax them a little bit. Again, maybe make it feel a little more like a regular game. But again, anytime you go on a big court like this with no background and all the lights and the advertising and all that, it's certainly different than anything you've experienced up to this point in time.
So it's now time for the starting lineups for this afternoon's game. First for the Cedar Falls Tigers, Riley Johnson's a 5'6 senior. She gets a started one guard position along with Callie Johnson, a 5'7 senior. Allie Conrad, a 5'9 senior, and Kiana Barney, a 6'1 junior. They play somewhat of a four guard lineup. Do the Cedar Falls Tigers. Cynthia Wolf is the center, a 6'3 junior. That rounds out the starting lineup for Cedar Falls. And for the City High Little Hawks, we can pretty much pencil in the starting lineup whenever we do a City High game. Rose Nakumu gets the start at the point guard position. She is a 5'7 junior. Sydney Schroeder gets the start at another guard position, a 5'8 senior. Ashley Jones, a 5'11 junior. Aubrey Jones, a 5'8 freshman. And Kenya Earl is a 5'11 senior. And she rounds out the starting lineup. Head coach is Bill McTaggart for the City High Little Hawks and Greg Gorin for the Cedar Falls Tigers. We are just about ready for introductions here at Wells Fargo Arena, and we're going to take a quick timeout. Before we do, want to thank David Schulte, who's back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. He is our producer here this evening. We're going to step aside for 2 minutes, and we're going to be back with the tip-off. You're listening to High School Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Napa Know How.
Spend $24 on anything at Napa this month, and you'll get a free Chase Elliott racing cap. You can spend it on oil. You can spend it on wiper blades. Heck, spend it on a year's supply of Pine Tree air fresheners. No matter what you spend $24 on, you'll walk away with a free Chase Elliott racing cap planted firmly on your noggin. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/17.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0202 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0202 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com, code 0202.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. We are just about ready for this Class 5A quarterfinal in the girls' state tournament between the City High Little Hawks and the Cedar Falls Tigers. Alex Kuhn alongside Eric Peterson. And now it's time for Eric Peterson's keys to this afternoon's game.
Well, I think you always want to get off to a fast start and not dig yourself a hole. So both teams, again, hopefully have that good first 2-3 minutes and get off to a good start. again, we talk City High always with, you know, not quite the depth, you know, again, trying to avoid early foul trouble. And again, just relax, enjoy the environment, enjoy the experience, and hopefully both teams play their best basketball.
The City High Little Hawks in their all-white home uniforms because they are the higher seed, the four seed. They wear their all-white uniforms with red trim and black numbers. All-black uniforms with red numbers and white trim for the Cedar Falls Tigers. Cynthia Wolf and Ashley Jones will commence at midcourt, and Cedar Falls controls the opening tip right out of the gate. A three from the right corner out of the hand of Callie Johnson off the mark. Aubrey Jones pulls down the rebound. City High moves from left to right into the front court. It's Aubrey Jones now to Nakumu, top of the key. Nakumu swings it left wing for Sydney Schroeder. Dribbles, one dribble, swings it left corner for Kenny Earl. Tries to drive baseline, draws a double team, kicks it back out on the wing, stolen away by Allie Conrad.
Well, we've seen again a couple times in recent games, Kenny Earl trying to take a baseline and kind of gets to a spot where there's nowhere to go, and then trying to kick the ball back out. There's a turnover for City High.
Conrad on the right wing into the corner for Riley Johnson, and Nakumu almost comes up with a steal, instead tips it out of bounds on the far sideline. So a side-out situation at around half court. Upcoming for Cedar Falls into the backcourt. Riley Johnson controls it into the front court, sets the offense being guarded by Nakumu. Straight man-to-man defense here for City High. Conrad now on the right wing, being guarded by Schroeder. Gets inside the lane, and she travels as she drove from right to left across the paint. That's a turnover, and the Little Hawks will get possession back with 7:04 remaining in the first quarter.
City High opens man-to-man defense there and just kind of got a hand in as she went down the lane, and it caused her to, again, kind of come down and move her feet, shuffle her feet. So, again, each team with a turnover in one of their first possessions.
Aubrey Jones, Ashley Jones, right block, splits the double team, goes up with the right hand, lays it up and in, and the Little Hawks have an early 2-0 lead.
Well, again, no hesitation there, splitting a double team. There's a, not a silly foul, but just the first pass in the Cedar Falls offense goes to the wing, and Aubrey Jones kind of has her momentum going forward and runs into the Cedar Falls player. So, again, a foul that you'd prefer.
The backcourt by Kiana Barney.
Well, so far, City High's doing a good job. Active hands, getting in the passing lanes, deflected a few passes, two early Cedar Falls turnovers, and now City High will have possession. Going to try to look at Cedar Falls here to see what they're doing. It looks like they're in a man defense, but again, it'll be interesting to see how much help they're giving on Ashley Jones.
Schroeder, top of the key, now left wing for Nakumu. Top of the key for Ashley Jones. Jones back to Schroeder on the right wing for three. That's off the front of the iron. Kenya Earl gets the rebound at the free throw line. Back to Schroeder on the right wing. Dribbles right of the lane. Cross-court pass to Nakumu, who gathers it, saves it in the middle of the paint, stolen away by Wolf. Wolf now finds Johnson into the front court for Barney. Barney on the left wing, pulls up for three, misses everything, and it trickles out of bounds. Nope, saved, but taken away by Nakumu. Nakumu into the front court, leads the rush. Euro step up with the left hand, up and in. 4-0, the Little Hawk lead.
I don't know how many times this season we've mentioned the Euro step. Nakumu has that ability as a freshman to attack the basket and avoid that contact.
Barney now top of the key, finds Johnson. Callie Johnson kicks it out to Barney. Drives right of the lane, goes up over Jones, misses the shot, and Ashley Jones pulls down the rebound.
Well, Ashley Jones is guarding Barney man-to-man, so again, that's something to watch.
Earl triggers up a left wing three, and she knocks it down. 7-0 run for the Little Hawks right out of the gate, and Coach Greg Gorin of Cedar Falls wants a timeout. It will be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. And Eric, a hot start for City High offensively. You talked about them needing to get something good for these young players to happen right out of the gate. They've got it.
Well, I think three times they've gone to strengths. One first possession, Ashley Jones got the ball on the block, went hard to the basket. Nakumu in the open court, again attacking the basket. And that time, Kenya Earl wide open on the three-point. We've talked throughout, Kenya Earl, an excellent three-point shooter. Cedar Falls lost track of her, and again, she makes that. So again, we talk about kind of the big three, and again, Rose Nakumu kind of sneaking in there as that third big threat for City High.
Riley Johnson walks the ball up the court. Nakumu picks her up between the circles. Now left wing for Conrad, guarded by Sydney Schroeder, high post. Now high-low action to Wolf from Barney, who lays it up with the right hand and in, and the Tigers are on the board.
Well, there's a height advantage there for Cedar Falls. That's the 6'3 Wolf against the 5'10 Kenya Earl down low. Cedar Falls got it to Barney up high, and she went down low. High-low action there, and Wolf got a good look and probably a wise decision on Earl not to contest the shot.
Schroeder on the left wing. Now top of the key for Nakumu. Thought about a shot, doesn't take it. Now drives left of the lane, goes up with the left hand, misses a layup. Aubrey Jones fights for the rebound. Now it's taken away by Riley Johnson. Johnson into the front court. Her pass tipped out of bounds by Sydney Schroeder, intended for Kiana Barney.
Now Nakumu got a good look there, but maybe got a little too far underneath. She got by the defender and, again, got it up off the board. And City High almost had the rebound, but then in the fight, again, it popped up in the air. Cedar Falls got possession.
Riley Johnson and Allie Conrad check out of the game. Emerson Green and Olivia Rimmert into the lineup for Cedar Falls. Rimmert has it top of the key. Around a screen, back out top to Conrad. Conrad attacks to the free throw line, pulls up from 15, shot rattles home after bouncing around on the rim, and the lead is now 3 for City High.
Well, City High was running the 1-3-1 half-court trap. They're actually, I think, probably forced Cedar Falls a shot that they don't mind taking from the free throw line, but bounced 2 or 3 times on the rim and then fell in.
Earl now on the left block around Wolf, goes up with the right hand, and they're going to call a travel on Kenya Earl. So that's a turnover. And after the 7-0 run, Cedar Falls has now a 4-0 run going, and the basketball back with a chance to tie the game.
Well, Earl wanted, again, City High likes to go inside with Earl, but again, a lot of times she is at a height disadvantage there.
Over and back as Kiana Barney, in the middle of that three-quarter court trap, had 1 foot on either side of the mid-court line, and that's a turnover, and City High will get the ball back, and now Christina Hora will check into the lineup for Sydney Schroeder.
I think it's important how City High bench players play coming in for spot duty. So here's the first substitution for City High with Christina Hora.
Right wing, it's Aubrey Jones. Gets to the elbow, kicks it out to Nakumu on the left wing. Nakumu dribbles to the elbow, looks for Earl now, top of the key into the corner for Hora. Hora finds a curling Jones, back out to Hora, left wing for Nakumu. Now top of the key, it's Ashley Jones, gets inside the lane, her layup off the mark, gets her own rebound, puts it back up and in with the right hand, and the lead is 9-4 in favor of the Little Hawks.
Well, went weak hand, left side, got through, again, a double team. They're kind of double teaming her at the free throw line. She split that, was able to get her own rebound and put it right back up and in.
Emerson Green's pass stolen away by Nakumu into the front court, has a wide open left hand layup, it's up and in, and the lead is out to 7, 11-4, the advantage for the Little Hawks.
And we talk about City High with active hands getting in passing lanes. Nakumu that time did a great job.
Emerson Green attacks the basket, gets her shot blocked out of bounds by Ashley Jones. So it will stay right here with the Tigers. And now Haley Pop checks into the game for the Tigers. Into the corner, it's inbounded to Rimmert. Rimmert swings it top of the key for Barney. Backdoor feed to Pop, lays it up and in with the left hand. Assist comes from Allie Conrad, and that cuts the deficit to 5. 11-6, the City High advantage. 2:46 remaining in the first quarter. Christina Hora runs the point. Now gives it off to Nakumu. Nakumu thought about giving it up to Jones, picks up her dribble, now right wing for Hora, into the corner for Kenya Earl. Earl right in front of us, across the lane, goes up with the left hand, misses the shot, but Aubrey Jones with the rebound. Her follow misses, taken away by Allie Conrad.
Now City High fighting over the rebound there, and again losing it.
Conrad into the front court, finds Pop, who fumbles it out of bounds, and that's a quick turnover. And the Little Hawks get possession back with 2:18 remaining. And now Samantha Grieving will check into the Little Hawk lineup. And Kenya Earl will get a breather.
Well, I have Cedar Falls for 5 turnovers already. So, again, a little bit of a sloppy start for Cedar Falls. Again, trailing 11-6 with 2:13 left in the first quarter.
Earl, left wing now. Hora drives baseline, finds Grieving, who goes up with a left hand. Her shot off the mark. Rebound taken down by Haley Pop of Cedar Falls. She outlets it to Conrad, who moves from right to left across your radio dial. Now Barney on the right wing. with Jones blanketing her. Her pass stolen away by Nakumu. Nakumu into the front court, right of the lane, lays it up and in. Extends the lead out to 13-6.
I don't know if she just mistook Rose for a Cedar Falls player. Again, that pass went directly to Rose Nakumu. Not a matter of stepping in the passing lane, just a pass thrown directly to her. And again, with her quickness, she gets to the backboard and scores a breakaway layup for City High.
Emerson Green on the right wing goes to work, kicks it out to Barney for three from beyond the NBA range line, and she knocks it down, and we're back to a four-point game. That is Barney's, I think, first 3 points of the game. Now Rose Nakumu on the other end, right wing for Aubrey Jones. Jones to the free throw line, attacks the basket, goes up with the right hand, gets her shot blocked, taken away. But the other way comes Rimmert. Rimmert into the front court, backdoor feed to Barney, but she traveled. Kiana Barney had a wide open layup. She actually missed the layup and traveled. And that's another turnover charge to Cedar Falls. And now Sydney Schroeder will check back into the lineup for the Little Hawks. And Aubrey Jones will take
Aubrey
a seat.
Aubrey Jones two different times has gone, taken it from the perimeter and attacked the basket. And to be honest, has gotten inside where the height is. And both times has really struggled to get a good look at the basket. So it might be a matter of coming to that jump stop and shooting a little 8-10-foot jump shot versus taking it all the way to the basket.
Ashley Jones between the circles, 45 seconds remaining in the first quarter. The Cedar Falls contingent making noise behind us. Now right wing for Schroeder. Shot fake, gives it up top of the key for Nakumu. Back to Jones for three on the right wing, and she knocks it down. 16-9, the lead for City High.
That's something, again, when you don't see Jones do much, step out to the three-point line.
Kiana Barney to Wolf, who gives it back to Barney, who fires up a 10-foot floater up and good off the glass and cuts it back to a 5-point deficit. Now City High can play for the last shot. 13 seconds remain now. Ashley Jones with 10 between the circles. Jones to the right wing, crossover dribble inside the lane, goes up with a right hand through traffic, lays it up and in. And that's how the first quarter is going to end. 18-11, the City High lead after one quarter. We're going to step aside. You're listening to high school basketball on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, and the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Napa know-how.
Spend $24 on anything at Napa this month, and you'll get a free Chase Elliott racing cap. You can spend it on oil. You can spend it on wiper blades. Heck, spend it on a year's supply of Pine Tree air fresheners. No matter what you spend $24 on, you'll walk away with a free Chase Elliott racing cap planted firmly on your noggin. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/17.
City High with an 18-11 lead over Cedar Falls to begin the second quarter. Sydney Schroeder left wing for Kenya Earl. Earl being guarded by Cynthia Wolf gives it up top of the key for Ashley Jones. Jones from behind the NBA arc gives it off to Aubrey Jones top of the key. She drives right in the lane, goes up with the right hand, scoops it up and in, and extends the lead out to 9.
Okay, I'll be quiet. Aubrey Jones again taking it to the basket. And that time, again, didn't get into quite as much traffic and was able to go up and score.
On the other end, Callie Johnson knocks down a 17-foot short corner jumper. 20-13, the City High advantage. And Sydney Schroeder walks the ball up the court for the Little Hawks. Earl now.
I think City High's gotten everyone at least a little break except Ashley Jones. She's not come out of the ballgame.
Aubrey Jones, left corner three off the mark. Paige Rocca gets the rebound, puts it back up with the right hand off the mark. Rebound taken down by Riley Johnson. Riley Johnson, outlet pass stolen away by Sydney Schroeder. She slows down into the front court, gives it back door to Ashley Jones, who lays it up and in.
Well, that's a great drop by Schroeder because she almost passed the ball back out. She kind of got in the lane, then saw Jones coming, and just a little handoff to Jones going to the basket for an easy layup.
Callie Johnson, top of the key for Conrad. Conrad to the free throw line. Back out to Callie Johnson on the right wing. Dribbles to the free throw line. Gets trapped by Rocco. Drop pass to Wolf on the right block, who goes up over her right shoulder. Puts it up off the glass and in.
Well, good patience by Cedar Falls against the 1-3-1. They got it to the free throw line and then went to Wolf down low. And again, Wolf against Schroeder down low. 6-1 or 2 against 5-8, 5-9. And again, Wolf twice has gotten the ball at point blank range for easy baskets.
Sydney Schroeder between the circles, left wing for Aubrey Jones. Jones now swings it right top of the key for her sister Ashley Jones, right wing for Schroeder for three. Shot off the back of the iron. Cynthia Wolf pulls down the rebound for the Tigers. Wolf now gives off to Riley Johnson, who runs the point for Cedar Falls into the front court. Left wing into the corner for Barney for three. That one's well short. Wolf tips it out of bounds, and it will go back to the Little Hawks.
Well, Little Hawks open man-to-man, but much of the first quarter, now into the second quarter, opting to play the half-court trap.
So with 5:45 remaining in the first half, City High with the basketball and a seven-point lead. Ashley Jones sets the offense at around half court. Left wing, she swings it to Sydney Schroeder. Backdoor feed to Ashley Jones, and she fumbles it out of bounds. And it will go back to the Tigers with 5:30 remaining.
Looked like they just tried to run that backdoor. Jones passed to the wing and then tried to run off a pick. Actually, not a bad pass.
Open.
Did hit it her in the hands, although it was contested, but off Jones's hands out of bounds. Turnover City High.
Conrad, top of the key. Kicks it out in the corner for Barney. She goes to work with a dribble, drives right of the lane, gives it off to Wolf in the short corner. Wolf now swings it right wing for Callie Johnson. Johnson goes to work with a dribble, kicks it out to Barney, top of the key for three. Off the mark, fight for the rebound, tip to Riley Johnson. Keeping it alive, back out to Barney, who attacks the right of the lane with a dribble, goes up with a scoop shot. Off the mark, Aubrey Jones pulls down the rebound for the Little Hawks. Aubrey Jones into the front court, right wing for Schroeder, top of the key for Rose Nakumu. She'll back out and reset. 4:47 remaining in the first half as Jones gets it now between the circle. Ashley Jones left wing for Sydney Schroeder. Schroeder skip pass to Kenya Earl for three from the right wing off the front of the iron. Rebound taken down by Riley Johnson. She gives off to Conrad into the front court for the Tigers. She gets to the elbow, kicks it out top of the key for Riley Johnson for three. Well off the mark. And Aubrey Jones collects another rebound for the Little Hawks. Jones pushes into the front court, attacks right of the lane, spins over her right shoulder, goes up with the right hand, gets fouled, and she'll step to the line to shoot two.
Well, City High looking just a little winded here. A lot of up and down here and things. And Aubrey Jones that time thought again maybe she was going in. But again, there was contact there in the act of shooting. So Aubrey Jones at the free throw line to shoot two. First free throws of the ball game.
And Aubrey Jones makes the first free throw. And now they're going to have to adjust the clock because it, I think about 15 seconds ran off of it. It says 3:57, but a timeout is taken, or at least a timeout on the floor.
Yeah, timeout. Coach McTaggart took the
full timeout. Yep. So we're going to step aside for 60 seconds. 22-15, the lead for City High with 3:57 apparently remaining in the second quarter. So we're going to see if that holds up after the break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
23-15 the lead for City High. And Aubrey Jones has one more free throw off the mark, but Ashley gathers it right of the lane, gets her shot blocked with a follow. Rebound taken down by Cedar Falls. Into the front court, it's Green on the left wing, drives left of the lane, lays it up and in, gets fouled. She'll step to the line to try to complete a three-point play.
Well, that time Ashley Jones got the rebound, but had her put back blocked there. And again, then Cedar Falls with the advantage, hustling up the floor. Emerson Green attacks the basket. I believe that foul on Kenya Earl.
Green's three free throw bounces in, gets the shooter's roll. That's back to a five-point game.
Earl's first foul. Again, only four fouls total called, two each way, two against Cedar Falls, two against City.
Schroeder, right wing for Aubrey Jones. Aubrey Jones dribbles to the elbow, gives off to Ashley. Ashley dribbles to the free throw line, backs down, goes up with a right hand off the glass, lays it up and in. 25-18, the City High lead. Now into the backcourt, Green gives it to Conrad, who gets into the front court. Now left wing for Callie Johnson. Callie Johnson drives into the short corner, gets trapped, kicks it out to Conrad on the left wing. She dribbles back out top, backdoor feed, goes in and out of the hands of Haley Pop, and that's another turnover as it trickles out of bounds.
Well, City High extended the half-court trap to three-quarter trap, and again, the first traps didn't get it, but it forces movement, forces a tough pass, and Cedar Falls trying to go high-low, and again, a pass off a player's fingertips out of bounds, so City High up 25-18 with just about 3 minutes left, has the basketball.
Schroeder drives baseline left to right, gets in the short corner, kicks it out to Ashley Jones on the left wing. Jones, top of the key for Rose Nakumu, right wing for Earl. Earl drives in the middle of the paint, gets her the ball tied up, and the possession arrow goes back to Cedar Falls with 2:54 remaining in the first half. So Olivia Rimmert checks back into the Tigers lineup. Callie Johnson will take a seat. Cynthia Wolf had checked in just a second ago for Haley Pop. Now Rimmert in the backcourt. Gets her pass, gets her pocket pick taken away by Jones. Backdoor feed, wide open layup. Up and in for Ashley Jones. And the lead is 9 for City High. 2:40 remaining in the first half.
That time Nakumu and Aubrey Jones again with their trap forced a turnover and again get the ball to Ashley Jones for an easy basket.
Rimmert, short corner, kicks it out to Barney, left wing for Green for 3, and she knocks it down from the left wing.
Well, Emerson Green off the bench, that's 6 points, a basket, a free throw, and now a three-pointer. So again, that's helping to keep Cedar Falls hanging with City High. 6 point City High lead with 2:30. Team left in the second quarter.
Green, a 5'9 freshman for the Tigers. Right wing, it's now Earl, top of the key. Left wing for Schroeder. Schroeder dribbles to the top key, swings it right wing for Kenya Earl. Kenya Earl finds Jones on the right block, who splits a double team, goes through a lot of contact, ball touched out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers, a lot of contact, no call there. So with 1:54, a baseline inbound play upcoming for the Little Hawks.
First somewhat interesting call, because I guess first I thought maybe a foul, although she split into double teams, you could debate that. It was almost like maybe a foul, but we'll let City High keep it and take it out of bounds.
Ashley Jones hands off to Aubrey, right wing, thought about a three, feeds the post to Kenya Earl. Earl gets it tied up once again. Good help side defense there by Allie Conrad as Cynthia Wolf was guarding Earl. The possession arrow stays right here with the Little Hawks. Underneath their own basket, now Ashley Jones gets the inbound pass, top of the key for Rose Nakumu. Left wing for Kenya Earl. Earl around Wolf, drives baseline, goes up with a right hand, misses the shot right there for the rebound is Jones, and her follow just off the mark, but she gets fouled, and she'll step to the line for two.
Well, Kenya Earl having a tough first half. At that time, she took a baseline, got a decent look, ended up on the floor. Looks a little shaken there, but again, Ashley Jones gets the rebound and gets fouled.
And she makes the first free throw. Ashley Jones with 15 first half points. For a second free throw off the mark. Rebound taken down by Barney, and Rose Nakumu is going to pick up an ill-advised foul. It's her first.
Now going hard for the offensive rebound. It kind of looked like you could have let him play there. Again, she kind of came in all the way from the weak side and came through, and not a lot of contact, but again, right in front of the official.
Rimmert to Wolf in the backcourt for Conrad. Into the front court comes Conrad. Conrad to Barney on the left wing. The UNI commit swings it out top, stolen away by Ashley Jones. Jones leads the break, right of the lane, goes up with the right hand, puts it up and in, and extends the lead out to 9. 1:15 remaining in the first half. Now Wolf into the front court. Sorry, Green to Barney on the left wing. Drives across the lane, goes up with the right hand and puts it up and in off the glass. Nice move there by Kiana Barney.
Inside of 1 minute here, a 7-point City High lead, 30-23.
55 seconds remaining. Schroeder between the circles. Barney will pick her up, but she's playing about 5 feet off, and now she gets up in the face of Schroeder. But a foul away from the ball as Ashley Jones goes tumbling to the ground. And I think they're going to say that was on Conrad, if I'm not mistaken. It is. Well, they haven't put it up just yet. Unless it's on, yep, it's on Allie Conrad. That's her first. Team four. So inbound, baseline inbound play upcoming for the Little Hawks. Aubrey Jones gets it top of the key for Ashley Jones. She'll dribble out around half court and let some time run off. 40 seconds remaining in the first half. Jones to work with a dribble on the left wing. Hands off to Aubrey Jones. Aubrey Jones to the elbow, kicks it out in the corner for Christina Hora. This is Nakumu, top of the key, back to Ashley Jones.
I think City High is trying to kind of work for the last shot here. We're inside of 25 seconds, but now Jones sees
Jones attacks the basket, left-handed layup rejected by Barney. Now Conrad into the front court. 15 seconds remaining. Conrad picked up by Christina Hora at around half court, and now they'll really play for the last shot. Wolf between the circles with 6 seconds. Attacks. Kicks it to Rimmert on the left wing. Drives left to the lane. Baseline pass stolen away by Earl. And that's how the first half is going to end. 30-23. The City High lead after one half of play. We're going to step aside for 3 minutes and be back with our halftime report. You're listening to High School Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, in the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids.
Sports fans, this is the world champion handicapper Jeff Allen from Las Vegas. Wednesday night report against the spread. 28-1 run, 97% winners. NBA confirms. Cleveland-Boston lock of the year. Guaranteed to win, and it's yours free on the all-new recorded message phone. Call 1-800-638-3411. Washington-Toronto is a best bet winner for a free recorded message. 1-800-638-3411. College basketball, 5 best bets, 7-0. 7-0 big Wednesday, toll-free recorded message. 1-800-638-3411. No salesman, no secretaries. I'm red hot, and I will crush your man for free. 1-800-638-3411. Cleveland-Boston, lock of the year. Guaranteed to win, and it's free on a recorded message. 1-800-638-3411. 7-0. 7-0 free or the season free. Call 1-800-638-3411.
Napa Know How.
Spend $24 on anything at Napa this month, and you'll get a free Chase Elliott racing cap. You can spend it on oil. You can spend it on wiper blades. Heck, spend it on a year's supply of Pine Tree air fresheners. No matter what you spend $24 on, you'll walk away with a free Chase Elliott racing cap planted firmly on your noggin. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/17.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort.
From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand. Your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry. They've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
30-23, the Iowa City High lead over Cedar Falls at the half in this Class 5A quarterfinal. The winner will take on Indianola as the Indians defeated Johnston. Right before this game got underway, Alex Kuhn alongside Eric Peterson. We are courtside at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And Eric, pretty good first half for the Iowa City High Little Hawks and their star player, Ashley Jones, 18 first half points, and she did it fighting through double and sometimes triple teams.
Well, I think if you're City High, you have to be pleased with how the first high went. One, we talked a lot about foul issues and staying out of foul trouble, and there were very few fouls called in that first half. Ashley Jones has none, and I think the most any player has, maybe for either team, is one. Again, a well-officiated ball game. The first half, and you know, again, City High's had contributions. Rose Nakumu created a number of steals and turnovers and got to the basket off those, scored 6 points. Aubrey Jones finally got inside, scored, and made a free throw. Kenya Earl hit the 1-3. A little more balance from Cedar Falls. Cedar Falls has got scoring from 6 players, where City High's just had 4 players score.
And you talk about the difference in the first half, and you, shooting percentage wise, it's not going to look a heck of a lot different, but for Cedar Falls, their star player Kiana Barney turned the ball over several times, and the Tigers had a few too many turnovers than I believe Greg Gorin, their head coach, would like.
Well, and again, you look up here, it's nice to have the board here. Cedar Falls shot 56% from the field. It was turnovers. I had them with 12 turnovers, 7 in the first quarter, 5 in the second, to only 5 turnovers for City High, 3 in the first, 2 in the second. So again, City High shot 50% from the field. Not a lot of three-pointers put up, although Cedar Falls has made 2, City High 1. So, you know, that fairly even. I think, again, the key has been turnovers. City High, that half-court trap and three-quarter court trap has turned Cedar Falls over and led to a couple breakaways, and that's kind of accounted for the 7-point difference.
Ken Urel has been an outstanding player for this Little Hawk team all season long. Not a great first half for her. She did a good job penetrating the lane, but a couple of turnovers, maybe a little bit of nerves here in the first half.
Well, possibly. Kenya, again, as a senior, has been in this environment before, but again, you get kind of the state tournament and you run into more size, to be honest with you. And you know, instead of maybe running into 5'8", 5'9", you're running into 6'6", 6'1", and a couple times she's got to places on the floor where whether it be taking the ball on the baseline or taken to the middle of the floor, and then she's had to pick up her dribble and she's struggle to get the shot off or trouble to get the kick out. But again, you know, kids are doing a lot of good things. I look at City High's half-court trap. Sam Schroeder, you know, Sydney Schroeder, we probably haven't mentioned her name. She hasn't scored, but she's at the back of City High's 1-3-1 trap, and she has to go baseline to baseline. And there's been a few times where Cedar Falls has gotten over the top, and you think maybe might get a good look from three or something, and Sydney Schroeder has done a great job closing out on that player, and a couple of those led to good traps and some turnovers. So, like I say, Kenya Earl, as long as she plays good defense, passes the ball, rebounds, you know, hopefully she'll have a better offensive second half. But she's done, again, a good job in the other facets. And again, same thing with Sydney Schroeder. She's done a great job at the back of City High's 1-3-1 trap. So, again, two players we haven't talked a lot about from a point standpoint, but again, from the defensive standpoint, have done a good job.
Now, if you're head coach Greg Gorin of the Cedar Falls Tigers, what do you do to try to slow down Ashley Jones? She had 18 first half points, and as we mentioned, they did a lot. They tried to double her. She split double teams. Sometimes they would sag 3 players on her, and she still found ways to get pretty much unabated looks at the basket.
It's tough because we always say try to stay in front of her, and she's just been able to split those and get through those and get to the basket. And then she's had a number of second shot opportunities. So I guess another thing would be to try to keep her off the offensive glass. She is one of the better rebounders. And again, Ashley, they list her 5'11", but she's not one of those 6 foot, 6'1", 6'2" kids, but just a nose for the basketball, strong, been in the weight room a lot, and just seems to find those little cracks and crevices in the defense and things. But again, that's where Cedar Falls, you want to try to stay in front of her and not let her get to the basket.
The Iowa City West Trojans have arrived at Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines. They'll be tipping off at 6:45. They're going to take on Waukee. So there will be a break between the conclusion of this game and then the start of the West game of a couple of hours, because there will be a game sandwiched in between. 30-23, the City High lead after one half of play. We're going to step aside for 90 seconds and be back with the second half. You're listening to High School Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, and the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Napa Know How.
Spend $24 on anything at Napa this month, and you'll get a free Chase Elliott racing cap. You can spend it on oil. You can spend it on wiper blades. Heck, spend it on a year's supply of Pine Tree air fresheners. No matter what you spend $24 on, you'll walk away with a free Chase Elliott racing cap planted firmly on your noggin. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/17.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Class 5A quarterfinal action. We are about ready to start the second half of play. The City High Little Hawks with a 7-point halftime lead over Cedar Falls. Alex Kuhn alongside Eric Peterson. It's time for Eric's keys to the second half.
Well, I think if you're City High, again, you can be patient. You can run your offense. You can look for your best opportunities. Obviously, off of steals or turnovers, look to run, but try not to force things. Try to get a shot every possession. And again, I think you can be aggressive now. You've weathered that first half. Nobody's in foul trouble. Again, Cedar Falls, again, you have to expect some adjustments, maybe some ways to try to give a little more help to Ashley Jones and trying to take her away. And again, I'm sure they spent a lot of time talking about how to attack City High's half-court trap.
So the Tigers will begin the second half with a basketball. Riley Johnson left wing to Conrad. Allie Conrad dribbles to the elbow, kicks it out to Barney for three. And it's off the front of the iron, tipped around. Rebound taken down by Sydney Schroeder.
Well, Jones just able to tap it over to Schroeder. Couldn't get both hands on it, but again, just tapped the ball.
At the elbow, it's Aubrey Jones. Swings the top of the key for Rose Nakumu. 2-3 zone here for Cedar Falls. Rose Nakumu now on the left wing. Swings the top of the key for Sydney Schroeder, back to Nakumu. Thought about a shot, won't take it. We'll back out with 7:25 remaining in the third quarter.
And again, this is fine. Take your time. Recognize it's 2-3 zone. Get the players to the right spot in the offense and then go.
Aubrey Jones, shot fake, drives baseline, gets up with a right hand, lays it up and in, and extends the lead out to 9.
Again, you got to like that. The City High on their first possession recognizes a change in defense, backs it out, sets their offense, gets Aubrey Jones coming off a screen there, and gets to the basket.
On the other end, Callie Johnson with a left wing three, bounces about 4 feet up off the back of the rim and falls in. 32-26, the City High lead, 6:49 remaining in the third quarter. Once again, 2-3 zone here for the Tigers. Schroeder methodically swings it right wing for Aubrey Jones into the corner for Kenya Earl. Now left wing, it's Nakumu into the corner for Aubrey Jones for three off the front of the iron. Rebound taken down by Conrad.
Now, one thing the 2-3 has done just initially, it feels like a change in tempo.
Conrad attacks the basket right of the lane, misses the shot. Rebound taken down by Ashley Jones. Jones being harassed by Conrad, dribbles out of trouble in the backcourt. Gets into the front court for the Little Hawks, top of the key, and slows things down.
That was a good look for Cedar Falls, and actually they had the offensive rebound, but Jones just took it right away.
Nakumu sees the C part in the middle of the lane, misses the left-hand layup, rebound taken down by Barney. Barney now right wing, swings it to Riley Johnson, drives baseline, kicks it into the corner for Callie Johnson for three, off the mark, just in and out. And Kenya Earl pulls down the rebound.
Well, good penetration there and a kick to the corner. Boy, that looked like it was right on line, hit the front of the rim, back of the rim, and then popped out.
Now Kenya Earl on the other end, right wing for Rose Nakumo. Swings it into the corner for Aubrey Jones for three off the front of the iron. Rebound taken down by Cynthia Wolf.
Now City High's run the same play and got the...
Sydney Schroeder nearly steals the ball away on in the front court right in front of us on the near side.
And they've got Aubrey Jones coming from the weak side to the ball side and, again, has had two wide open looks for three, has not been able to knock them down. And, again, you know, Ashley Jones hasn't touched the ball yet.
On the inbound pass, Callie Johnson fires up a deep three, and it is tipped out of bounds on the rebound. Last touch, they say it goes off of Cedar Falls, and City High gets the ball back. It looked like it went off of Aubrey Jones, but it must have nicked a Tiger.
There was only one official.
Out.
The underneath official would have been blocked from that, and so the one official on the far side, I don't know how well he saw it, but he was the one that had to make a call, and it went to City High.
Schroeder left wing for Aubrey Jones. High post for Ashley Jones. Ashley Jones fouled on the floor in the short corner. A reach-in foul called by called on Riley Johnson.
Well, City High has to take a minute here, and again, how do we get Ashley Jones the ball in this in our 2-3 zone or zone offense here? Again, that was the first time she got a touch.
Ball inbounded in the corner to Kenya Earl. It's tipped out of bounds. Touch, last touch by Cynthia Wolf.
And we talk a little bit. We're always a little concerned with City inbounds. They just sometimes don't seem to break strong, and sometimes they struggle getting the ball inbounds. This time, Ashley Jones comes over and gets the ball.
Nakumu between the circles. They set that offense, and Cedar Falls back in the man-to-man defense. High post. Ashley Jones gets the ball tipped away, but gathers it at around half court. Now on the floor, a battle for it, and they're going to call a tie-up. Possession arrow will stay right here with City High. So we've seen Cedar Falls go from a 2-3 to a man-to-man just in about the last couple of possessions. 6-point lead here for City High. They have the basketball. Schroeder with the gets the inbound pass. Schroeder gives it up right wing to Earl. Dribbles out top of the key. Now Nakumu between the circles. Nakumu resets the offense. 4:40 remaining in the third quarter. Nakumu slows things down, swings it right wing for Sydney Schroeder. Top of the key for Ashley Jones. She'll hand off to Aubrey Jones at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Earl for three from the right wing off the back of the iron. Rebound taken down by Cynthia Wolf.
Well, City High's had three good looks from three. Again, Aubrey Jones twice, Kenya Earl once, but again, have not shot the ball well this quarter.
Emerson Green pulls up from 10 feet. Shot gets blocked, and now a battle on the floor as Kenya Earl couldn't come up with the possession and a tie-up, and the possession will stay right here with the Tigers. Inbounds play coming underneath their basket.
Well, Cedar Falls a chance to cut to City High hanging on to a 6-point lead here, so Cedar Falls a chance to cut that down to four.
Conrad left wing kicks it out to Wolf in the corner. Wolf across the free throw line, dump pass to Barney, who lays it up and in, and back to a 4-point game.
Well, again, the change in defenses for Cedar Falls has seemed to work here. City High starting to struggle a little bit. They've had good looks, but everything on the perimeter. And, again, Ashley Jones, after an 18-point first half, hasn't really had an opportunity to get a good look at the basket here in the second half.
Ashley Jones, top of the key, right wing for Rose Nakumu. Nakumu to Earl on the right block. She goes over her left shoulder. Hey, hook shot there. And she puts it up and in.
That's a big basket for City High to stem the tide there.
Back to a 6-point lead for the Little Hawks. Into the front court, it's Callie Johnson. Top of the key for Conrad. Almost dribbled in the backcourt. She's guarded by Nakumo over her left shoulder, attacks the basket left of the lane, kicks it out for Callie Johnson for three off the front of the iron. Rebound fought for, touched out of bounds, last touch by Rose Nakumo, so we'll stay right here with the Tigers.
Now, good battle for the rebound. Nakumo in the inside position, but again, I thought officials did a great job of letting both players go after the basketball. Ends up off Nakumo out of bounds. Nakumo comes out, and Christina Hora comes in. Coach McTaggart looks like taking a timeout here.
So he is going to take a timeout with 3:15 remaining in the third quarter. It will be a full timeout. 34-28, the City High lead. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball on KGYM.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Napa Know How.
Spend $24 on anything at Napa this month, and you'll get a free Chase Elliott racing cap. You can spend it on oil. You can spend it on wiper blades. Heck, spend it on a year's supply of Pine Tree air fresheners. No matter what you spend $24 on, you'll walk away with a free Chase Elliott racing cap planted firmly on your noggin. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/17.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. 34-28, the lead for City High. Cedar Falls with the basketball inbound play coming from the baseline. Top of the key, Callie Johnson sets the offense off the inbound play and gives it off to Emerson Green. Green being guarded by Aubrey Jones, freshman on freshman matchup. Backdoor feed to Conrad in the middle of the paint. She gets her pass stolen away by Ashley Jones, tipped by Kenya Earl.
Well, that's good defense. Jones just came up with the ball. The turnover was created, I believe, by Schroeder there. Again, just a good job defensively getting a hand in there. And again, Cedar Falls with a chance to cut the lead ends up turning the ball over.
Ashley Jones, top of the key, left wing for Aubrey Jones. Aubrey Jones dribbles to the right wing and throws a pass off the foot of Kenya Earl and out of bounds.
Well, again, that's
a turnover, and she would have had a wide open three had she come up with it.
Thrown right at her feet there.
So now Rose Nakumo back into the game. Aubrey Jones will take a seat.
Well, this is where City High just trying to go through a short substitution rotation to get each player maybe a minute to catch their breath.
Emerson Green in the backcourt for the Tigers. Now left wing for Conrad. Finds Barney into the corner, top of the key for Green. Green dribbles to the elbow, backs out on the right wing. Top of the key for Barney. Barney being guarded by Ashley Jones, picks up her dribble, rotates it left for Callie Johnson. Callie Johnson will hand back off to Conrad, who drives left of the lane, kicks it into the corner. Pass tipped away, now gathered back in the corner by Wolf. Top of the key for Barney. Barney drives right of the lane, goes up with a scoop shot, lays it up and in, and cuts the deficit to four.
Well, that's good defense, but that's a good job of taking the ball strong to the basket. Jones kind of chested up there and bumped down the lane and things, but again, Barney strong enough to get to the backboard and a contested shot and a good shot.
Earl will give up top of the key. Into the corner for Sydney Schroeder. Schroeder to Earl at the high post. Goes around her defender, turns the corner, and is fouled on the floor as she does so.
Now, we've talked about how few fouls have been called. That's two fouls this quarter against Cedar Falls. I believe City High has no team fouls this quarter.
Christina Ora will inbound the pass to Kenya Earl, left corner. Earl swings the top of the key for Sydney Schroeder. Being guarded by Conrad, back to Nakumo on the left wing. Nakumo sets the offense, 90 seconds remaining in the third quarter. 4-point lead for City High. Nakumo right wing for Christina Hoare into the corner for Earl. Earl drives baseline, goes up with a jump hook, left-hand shot off the mark, rebound taken down by Barney. Back the other way come the Tigers. Callie Johnson hands off to Barney into the front court. Barney into the corner for Conrad for three, gets her shot blocked by Sydney Schroeder out of bounds. So a baseline inbound play upcoming for Cedar Falls. And Aubrey Jones will check back into the game for the Little Hawks. And we'll see who checks out. Sydney Schroeder will take a seat. Conrad will inbound the ball. left of the basket on the near side of the court. Inbound to Wolf. Wolf goes up with a left-hand shot off the mark. Conrad there for the follow. That's off the mark, but she gets the rebound, goes back up with the right hand, gets fouled, and she'll step to the line for two.
Now that's a good job by Cedar Falls on the inbounds play, just getting the ball inside again, and then an offensive rebound, two opportunities, and that call goes against Ashley Jones. Cedar Falls will shoot two.
Conrad, a 76% free throw shooter, steps to the line. Her first one is good. Three-point game. She'll have another to cut it to a two-point game. And she does just that. 34-32, the City High lead. 1 minute remaining in the third quarter. Rose Nakumu walks the ball across half court. Sets the offense. Man-to-man defense applied by the Tigers. Now Ashley Jones on the block. Short corner now. Backs out beyond the arc for three. Off the mark. Rebound taken down by Conrad. Conrad in the front court finds Barney in the front court. It goes in and out of her hands, out of bounds, as Barney was wide open. And that's a turnover. And the Little Hawks can now play for possibly the last shot of the quarter if they so choose.
Well, not a good decision by Cedar Falls. I mean, Barney was ahead of it. And again, a good pass would have led to a layup in a tie ball game. But again, the pass was about 3-4 feet too far. And turnover for Cedar Falls.
Right wing, it's Aubrey Jones. Aubrey Jones back to Ashley Jones with 25 seconds remaining in the quarter. City High has gone cold, just 4 points in the third quarter. They lead by two. Ashley Jones with 15 seconds, crossover dribble. Now backs out with 13 seconds. 10 seconds remaining. Jones still with a dribble. To the left wing, spins over her left shoulder, gets her pocket pick, goes up with the left hand, and gets fouled in the act of shooting. Somewhat of a bailout call, but she'll step to the line for two.
The Cedar Falls player not happy, and again, said words to the official. Again, I credit the officials, letting the emotion there. I'm sure she didn't say anything specific, but again, Jones there really did a spin dribble into traffic and kind of got bailed out, as you said, by the call.
Jones' first free throw off the mark. So Sydney Schroeder will check back into the lineup. 4 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Christina Hora takes a seat. Ashley Jones has another free throw. This one's good. So 35-32 the lead. 4 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Now City High picks up three-quarter court trap.
Well, Johnson at the front basketball. Court.
Fires up a three at the buzzer off the glass and off the front of the iron. And that's how we end the third quarter of play. We have a tight one in a Class 5A quarterfinal. The winner will take on Indianola in the next round. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. 35-32, the City High lead. You're listening to high school basketball on KGYM.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 0202 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0202 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com, code 0202.
Out of the third quarter break, we begin the fourth quarter with City High, a three-point lead. Nakuma with the top of the key as the Little Hawks have possession of the basketball.
I think Cedar Falls has gone to a diamond and one here is what it looks like. We'll see here.
They've switched up their defense all afternoon long. Sydney Schroeder stalls between the circles and gets the offense set. Right wing, it's Nakumu.
They have a player face guarding Jones everywhere on the floor. We're just trying to figure out where the other players are set up here in terms of...
Schroeder's pass taken away by Barney. In the backcourt, she gives it off to Conrad. And on the left wing, it's Johnson. Callie Johnson drives into the short corner, picks up her dribble, looks on the block for Pop. Pop draws the double, kicks out to Barney for three in the tie, and we're tied at 35 with 7:05 remaining.
Well, she might have got fouled there. It looked like she got hit on the wrist. That could have been a four-point play, but again, Cedar Falls off a City High turnover hits a three. Now City High has to figure out a way to attack this defense. Right there, they got two folks on Jones.
Nakumu top of the key, now left wing for Schroeder. Schroeder into the corner for Aubrey Jones. Shot fake across the lane, kicks it out to Schroeder. Now right wing for Nakumu. Nakumu out on the right wing, setting the offense. 35-35, 6:30 remaining. Nakumu not drawing any defense, and now someone steps up and now swings the top of the key for Sydney Schroeder, who stands beyond the arc. Schroeder, entry pass to Ashley Jones. Jones spins out of trouble, goes up with a left-hand shot off the mark, gets her own rebound, puts it up and in, and gets fouled.
Well, that's, again, in pressure there, splits the defense. Two folks guarding her. She misses the first kind of a four shot, but she goes after the rebound, gets her own rebound, puts it up, scores, and is fouled.
The City High bench erupted, and the official had to tell them to take a seat as Jones steps to the line for the free throw, and she knocks it down, back to a three-point lead for City High. Conrad in the backcourt, cross-court pass to Barney, and it goes over the head of Callie Johnson, and that's a turnover, and the Little Hawks will get possession with 6:08 remaining in the game.
Well, again, that's the city court extended trap there, forces, again, a bad pass by Cedar Falls, so now City High with a three-point lead. Just in a few seconds, we'll be under the six-minute mark.
Nakumu between the circles. Right wing for Schroeder. Schroeder drives baseline, goes up through contact, lays it up, and just off the mark. But
two,
she'll step
foul
to the line to shoot two.
We didn't hear the official's whistle there, so we thought it would be just a missed shot there. Schroeder, again, with this defense, got bypassed her defender and had a lane to the basket. But, again, one of those block charge calls and went City High's way.
Schroeder's first free throw is good.
That's so, Sydney's first point of the ball game.
So Cynthia Wolf and Emerson Green check back into the game. Pop and Riley Johnson will take a seat for Cedar Falls. And Sydney Schroeder has one more free throw, and she knocks them both down. 40-35, the lead for City High. Green now runs the point for Cedar Falls. Callie Johnson into the front court, or back court, and the pass stolen away by Aubrey Jones. Right of the lane, goes up with the right hand, misses the shot, but she's fouled.
Two-shot foul again. Jones, City High, getting another steal off that full court pressure. That's making a difference right now. Two straight turnovers for Cedar Falls have led to City High attacking the basket, and now Aubrey Jones will shoot two.
A 73% free throw shooter. The freshman steps to the free throw line. And she misses the first, short. Her sister Ashley gives her a word of encouragement, maybe to calm her nerves just a little bit. She'll have another. And she misses them both, but Ashley gets the rebound with the left hand, puts it up off the mark, and rebound taken down by Callie Johnson. And now Aubrey Jones picks up the backcourt foul.
Oh, good look. City High, Ashley Jones getting the rebound. Weak side going up with her left hand. Just not able to get it to go down. That would have been a huge basket for City High. They've stretched this to a five-point lead.
So they're going to pick up their full court pressure. Ashley Jones trying to deny the inbound pass. It goes to Wolf. Wolf into the front court to Conrad, and a foul is going to be called on Sydney Schroeder, who reached in on Allie Conrad. So a side out coming for Cedar Falls on the far side.
Not a bad call there. They had a two-on-one break once she got by Schroeder. Schroeder tried to avoid her, but the contact may have been a good thing because it would have been a two-on-one against Earl down there, and a chance probably for an easy basket for Cedar Falls. So now they have to.
Allie Conrad in the corner is, are they going to say touch? Yep, touch last
off
by
of Ashley Jones.
Jones.
Official right in front of us, definitive about who had come off. Ashley doesn't argue with the call.
So Callie Johnson will inbound it right in front of us. Rosa Nakumu trying to deny the inbound, but can't. Conrad, top of the key, right wing for Callie Johnson. Picked up at around half court, swings it left wing, now top of the key for Green. Green back on the right wing to Johnson, who swings it on a skip pass to Barney, who dribbles out between the circles. Barney picks up her dribble, looking for an outlet. High post to Wolf, back to Barney. 15-foot jumper from the elbow, well short. Rebound taken down by Schroeder, who looks to push. Schroeder into the front court, around, goes up with a right hand and misses the layup. Barney pulls down the rebound and throws it out of bounds. She threw it out of bounds, and that's a turnover after kind of an ill-advised shot from Sydney Schroeder.
Well, that again, I mean, she got by. She got to the rim, but she was just going so fast, it was going to be hard to soften that ball up and off the rim. City High taking a timeout here.
A full timeout, so with 4:55 remaining in the game, City High clinging to a five-point lead. We'll step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertin and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Side out for City High out of the timeout. They have a five-point lead, 4:53 remaining. Winner takes on Indianola in the semifinal. Schroeder on the right wing. Feed to Jones on the block. Goes under the basket. Aubrey Jones lays it up and in with the right hand, right of the lane.
Yeah, that's a heck of a job. She went one way and then came back the other way and reverse basket there. That gets the City High lead out to 7.
Conrad in the front court. Now Wolf on the right side for 3, and she knocks it down. Back to a four-point game, 42-38. And now Cedar Falls wants a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay right here.
That's the 6'3 junior center stepping out to the three-point line against City High's press. You don't expect her to take that shot, at least as someone who's this only seen him the first time here. But again, took that shot with confidence, and Cedar Falls takes the timeout. So just like you said, again, the City High cuts their lead to 4 with 4:28 left in the ballgame. We did mention Cedar Falls does have 16 fouls here. So again, if there's a foul against Cedar Falls, City High will have the one-on-one here. So again, City High will need to make their free throws down the stretch here.
That was Cynthia Wolf's fourth three-point make of the season in 11 attempts. And it comes at a huge time for the Tigers. So 4:28 remaining, City High basketball. Schroeder slowly dribbles the ball up the court. Man-to-man defense here for the Tigers. Earl back to Schroeder, top of the key for Nakumu. Nakumu goes to work with a dribble, now backs out. She drives right of the lane, picks it up in the short corner. Kicks it in the corner for Earl. Earl back to Nakumu, gets inside the lane and travels. She travels, and that's going to be a turnover. Cedar Falls gets the ball back.
Again, there's things you need to do and not do with 4 minutes left. And again, there wasn't necessarily a need to penetrate in there, and you get caught with nowhere to go in the air. And again, the call for a travel and turnover City High.
Callie Johnson to Emerson Green into the front court to Barney. Kiana Barney on the right wing. Picked up by Jones and Schroeder into the corner. Short corner for Wolf. Now top of the key for Callie Johnson for 3. Off the mark, but Barney gets the rebound. Back up with the right hand, puts it up and in. Two-point game again. 3:40 remaining. And Coach McTaggart calls out the play, and Schroeder runs the point.
Well, Cedar Falls forced to go pretty much straight up man now here with the situation. So we'll see if City High can run their offense, get the ball to Ashley Jones.
Jones on the left wing. Ashley Jones dribbles out top of the key.
Don't force.
Spins over her shoulder, gets her pocket pick back. The other way comes Conrad. Conrad into the front court, lays it up and in with a, but she draws the charge as Rose Nakumu steps in front of Allie Conrad. And City High gets the ball back with 3:17 remaining.
City High somewhat fortunate there. Again, the old block charge. And again, that was a 50-50. I could have seen it going either way. Obviously, if you're a Cedar Falls fan, you are not happy with that call. So City High gets the ball, 3:17 left, up by 2, 42-40. They need a quality possession. Jones that time kept the dribble so long.
Turnover, City High. Aubrey Jones wasn't even looking. Sydney Schroeder threw it right out of bounds.
Well, City High again, four turnovers this quarter. They only had six for the first three quarters, and now four turnovers. And again, chances to stretch that lead. And
Green,
again,
into the front court to Wolf, kicks it out to Barney for three on the left wing, and she knocks it down. Cedar Falls has a one-point lead. 2:50 remaining. Nakumu into the front court.
And now City High's lack of fouls, only three fouls. Again, if it gets to where they have to foul, they're going to have to foul four times to put Cedar Falls on the free throw line.
Ashley Jones on the elbow gives off to Rose Nakumu.
Now, this is no time to force anything. If you're City High, you can be patient.
Rose Nakumu, backdoor feed to Schroeder, who goes up with the right hand, lays it up off the mark, gets the rebound, kicks it out to Earl, top of the key. Right wing for Aubrey Jones for three, off the mark, and rebound taken down by Barney.
Okay, this is the first time Cedar Falls has had the ball and the lead, so we'll see what they do. Now, City High has a player
Jones
with a
lost
shoe,
her shoe,
and she's trying to tie it. Boy, it's 5-on-4 here.
Callie Johnson, the front
court
to
you
Green.
Foul, maybe you...
Oh. Green, top of the key. Swings it left wing for Conrad.
She still
Jones.
Does. Now she has the shoe on. That was Sydney Schroeder that was literally left at three quarters court.
1:56 remaining. Conrad between the circles attacks the free throw line into the short corner, and another charge called on Conrad, which will wipe out a Barney 15-foot jumper from the short corner, and the Little Hawks gain possession. So 1:50 remaining. City High trails by one.
Well, City High extremely fortunate there. Again, playing defense 5-on-4 while Schroeder tried to get her shoe on. Usually you'd come back and try to do the best you could there, but she tried to get the shoe on. There was about a 10-second window where Cedar Falls had an advantage of one player.
Nakumu, top of the key. 1:38 remaining. Left wing for Schroeder. Schroeder into the corner for Earl. Earl drives baseline, fouled on the floor. And
Earl,
she's
going
to step to the line to shoot a 1-and-1. Huge free throws upcoming for the senior Kenya Earl with 90 seconds remaining in the game.
Now that is the ninth team foul, so it is a 1-on-1. Anything after this would be two, but this is a 1-on-1. So again, a huge free throw for Kenya Earl.
The free throw is good, and it ties the game at 43.
So a 1:30 left, tie ball game. Now City High opts to take a timeout. That takes them down to just one timeout remaining.
So we're going to step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
Sports fans, this is the world champion handicapper Jeff Allen from Las Vegas. Wednesday night report against the spread. 28-1 run, 97% winners. NBA confirms. Cleveland Boston lock of the year, guaranteed to win, and it's yours free on the all-new recorded message phone. Call 1-800-638-3411. Washington Toronto is a best bet winner for a free recorded message. 1-800-638-3411. College basketball, five best bets, 7-0. 7-0 big win. Wednesday toll-free recorded message, 1-800-638-3411. No salesman, no secretaries. I'm red hot, and I will crush your man for free. 1-800-638-3411. Cleveland, Boston.
Now back to Wells Fargo Arena. Kenya Earl with a second free throw. It's good, and she gives City High the lead. One-point lead, 44-43.
Well, here's huge possession. 1:28 left. City up by one, still playing the half-court trap.
Conrad in the front court, top of the key, Callie Johnson. Right wing for Emerson Green, short corner Wolf. Backdoor feed to Barney, who gathers it on the block, goes up with the right hand, puts it up and in, and gives Cedar Falls a one-point lead.
Earl came too far over there, tried to double-team down on the wing, and that took her way too far. That left a huge mismatch underneath, and Barney took advantage of that.
Jones attacks, hands off to Aubrey Jones, who gets a draws a reach-in foul on Emerson Green. So she'll step to the line to shoot the 1-and-1.
Yep, now two shots now. That's the 10th foul,
so
it'll be two.
Foul, so
it'll
she
be
has two.
Huge free throws here for Aubrey Jones. It'll be interesting with 58.3 seconds. If she makes only one, we're Cedar Falls holder for the last shot. Again, we'll see what Aubrey Jones does. Hopefully she makes both.
Arena, sorry for the technical difficulties. Cedar Falls with the inbound pass to Wolf. Wolf with a right-hand layup, misses the shot. Rebound taken down by Ashley Jones, and she gets their pocket picked out of bounds. Last touch by Allie Conrad.
I tell you, Jones has gotten two rebounds, and Cedar Falls has attacked her, and no foul call. And at the other end, again, before we lost and had the tentative difficulties, Ashley Jones took it to the basket, got to the basket. We have a great angle, and I appreciate City High had gotten a couple charge calls that went their way early. But, boy, that was a tough. That was going to be a three-point play because she scored the basket, and the officials wiped it out. Cedar Falls came down just now and got a great look, missed it. City High got the rebound. Now, City High's got to be careful here. No timeouts left here with 26.5. So, number one, you know Cedar Falls is going to be in some type of pressure. You've got to get the ball inbounds first of all, and then, again, not turn the ball over. So, and, again, you want to get it to a good free throw shooter here because, again, Cedar Falls won't take much time before they foul.
46-45. Rose Nakumu inbounds the ball to Aubrey Jones. Aubrey Jones in the backcourt. Gets it to Ashley Jones on the right side. Now she's fouled in the backcourt with 20.5 seconds remaining.
That may have bailed City out. They'd taken about 8.5 seconds there to get it, and they weren't across half court yet, although Jones was on the dribble heading that way.
So Ashley Jones with two free throws.
20.5 seconds left.
She steps to the line and misses the first.
And we've talked through the year, Ashley Jones, a pretty good free throw shooter, but there's been some games where she struggled a little bit from the free throw line.
She has one more to make it a two-point game, and she missed them both. Rebound by Barney. Barney in the backcourt to Conrad. Conrad into the backcourt, picks up her dribble, finds Green on the left wing. 11 seconds out. Barney
has fouls
in the corner for Wolf, finds Barney, cutting towards the lane, lays it up in the air. She gets fouled with 7.4 seconds remaining.
Well, a great cut by Cedar Falls. They got the ball to the baseline. I was just trying to talk. City High had fouls to give there. 7.2 seconds. Again, that's tough without timeouts to talk that kind of strategy. But City High would have had at least one foul to give. Cedar Falls up one. City High out of timeouts. So with 7.4 seconds, make or miss, they're going to have to go the length
she
of the
floor. She makes a two-point lead. And now a timeout called by Cedar Falls.
Cedar Falls takes the timeout. Again, that may be a break for City High, getting a chance to set up a play.
48-46, it's a full timeout, but we're going to stay right here. Iowa City High led for most of this game, but Kiana Barney's three-point play just a second ago has given the Tigers the lead. Bill McTaggart drawing up a play here. What is he telling his team?
Well, again, first they got to go the length of the floor. So, again, I'll be interested to see if Cedar Falls doesn't do some type of token pressure. Again, I think two or three, either one, as long as it's a good look to the basket. City High has put Christina Hora in, a pretty good three-point shooter. But again, City High, one, has to get the ball. He has to hustle up court and then try to get a good look. Again, tough Ashley Jones on the other end. Two-shot free throw, missed both for City High. That could have stretched it out, to a three-point lead. Again, possibly changed what City High opted to do defensively there. But all credit to Cedar Falls. They got the ball to the corner here right in front of us. Barney cut down the lane strong. They got her the ball, and she scored.
Rose Nakuma will inbound the ball. Full court pressure applied here. Inbound to Ashley Jones with six. Across half court with five. Gets her pocket pick. And on the floor, Cynthia Wolf is fouled. Are they going to call a foul or a tie-up?
Well,
a
tie jump ball. There's 1.2 seconds left.
And it goes back to Cedar Falls.
I don't know. Jones opted not to give the ball up. I appreciate
They're going to call a foul on Jones. So Wolf will step to the line with 1.2 seconds remaining.
It's tough here. All eyes were on Jones there. So, again, we're not looking down the floor if she could have given up the ball to someone at that point in time.
Well, now they say that it wasn't a foul. So
no, it's a foul, but that was only the 16th foul for City High.
So now Sydney Schroeder back into the lineup.
Literally, you got to steal the inbounds pass and score here if you're City High. So, again, I don't even know. I suppose you put someone on the ball. No, City High's got someone. Okay, they're switching, putting size on the basketball.
They put Ashley Jones up on the basketball. Callie Johnson will inbound the ball. Gets
There's
it to Barney, and that's the end of the game. 48-46, Cedar Falls comes back and prevails, and they move on to the semifinal to take on Indianola. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. We'll be back with our post-game show. You've been listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
Napa Know How.
Spend $24 on anything at Napa this month, and you'll get a free Chase Elliott racing cap. You can spend it on oil. You can spend it on wiper blades. Heck, spend it on a year's supply of Pine Tree air fresheners. No matter what you spend $24 on, you'll walk away with a free Chase Elliott racing cap planted firmly on your noggin. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/17.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
48-46, the Cedar Falls Tigers move on to the semifinals to take on Indianola. A heartbreaker for the City High Little Hawks. They had a 7-point lead at the half. They led by as many as 6 late in the fourth quarter, but a couple of key possessions late and a couple of missed free throws cost them in this.
Well, you know, you're going to think back to a couple things. You're going to think back to the block charge call where, again, from our vantage point, I thought that the player wasn't set and Jones scored and we thought she was going to the line to shoot a free throw and extend City High's lead, and instead it goes the other way. And then Ashley Jones, again, at the free throw line, shooting 2, missed both, and then Cedar Falls came down and ran a give-and-go play, and again, a three-point play there, and then that got them out to the 2-point lead. And then City High, the last possession, I understand everything about it. They got the ball into Ashley Jones. I think they wanted her to take the length of the floor, but Cedar Falls, again, sent a couple folks at her, and when she got past half court, they deflected the ball. It led to a turnover, and then with the jump ball, there was like 1 second left, and for all intent purposes, the ball game was over.
Ashley Jones had an outstanding first half with 18 points. She finishes with 22, and on the other side for Cedar Falls, the UNI commit Kiana Barney was outstanding with 24 points, including what was the game winner as she drove the length of the court, laid it up with the right hand, got fouled, finished the three-point play.
Well, City High, again, they did a decent job of taking care of the ball. I had them for only 10 turnovers, but there was a stretch in the fourth quarter where they had a number of turnovers and, again, opportunities to stretch the lead. Again, wasted opportunities there, and, again, that allowed Cedar Falls to get back. I had Cedar Falls with 17 turnovers to only 10 turnovers for City High, but again, City High's turnovers came in that fourth quarter with opportunities to extend the lead, and I don't know, I wouldn't say put the ball game away, but to stretch that lead and put Cedar Falls into a bad situation. But, you know, all credit to Cedar Falls, they trailed almost the entire ball game until that last basket by Barney, and again, it's not how much you lead, it's when you lead, and Cedar Falls leading that last 8-10 seconds there, and that was enough to pull out the win.
So I want to give congratulations to Bill McTaggart's team on an outstanding season. I know they don't want to hear that now. They finished the season at 22-2, and Cedar Falls at 20-2 improves to 22-2, and they will take on Indianola in the semifinal round.
Well, one other key to the game, Cedar Falls for a stretch came out and played the 2-3 zone, and to be honest, City High didn't find Jones in that offense. They got a number of good looks. I think Schroeder got a couple looks from three. Aubrey Jones got some looks from three. You know, they got decent looks, but just did not shoot the ball well from the three-point line. I see up on the board 18% from the three-point line, 59% from the free throw line, 41% for field goals. Cedar Falls, although they didn't shoot many free throws, they made 100% of their free throws. I think they hit shot 1, 2, 3, 4 free throws. But again, you know, City High had some opportunities at the line, didn't convert. So again, I think a key coaching move for Cedar Falls was coming out and playing that 2-3 zone for much of the third quarter, because Cedar Falls outscored City High in the third quarter 9-5 and outscored City High in the fourth quarter 16-11.
And they really did a good job of denying Ashley Jones the basketball in the second half. half. We saw them go to some really interesting defenses. At one point, the diamond and one. Jones had 4 second half points, and they really wanted to try to force somebody else on City High to beat them.
Well, it's like Nkumu got off to the good start, but then again, I think all her points were early. But again, City High just only scored 16 points in the second half. Aubrey Jones, some of those. Kenya Earl, some of those. Ashley Jones, just 4. So again, really Cedar Falls, it was the defense that they played in the second half that was the difference in the ball game.
So the number 5 seed, the Cedar Falls Tigers, they move on to take on Indianola in the semifinals. That game will happen on Friday at 1:30 p.m. The next game on our airwaves will be coming your way in just we'll call it a couple of hours. Iowa City West will be taking on Waukee. The winner will take on the winner of this next game here at Wells Fargo Arena between West Des Moines Valley and West Des Moines Valley and Dowling Catholic. Those two Des Moines powerhouses will square off next. Iowa City West moving forward against Waukee. Let's preview that just a little bit. Iowa City West, the number 3 seed. Waukee, the number 6 seed in Class 5A.
Well, again, West High, I think it's just balance for West High is going to be the key. Again, we've seen them so many times this year, and on any given night, you're not sure who's going to step up for West High, but Rachel Saunders, Logan Cook, Emma Cook, they just have so many talented players. But again, you get to this point and there's talent everywhere. So again, I know in just looking a little bit at Waukee, I believe it's pronounced Carly Littlefield. Literally, of my understanding, when I glanced at the paper this morning, I think she was the school leader in points, assists, and steals for her career. So again, it'll be interesting watching her. She's a 5'9 senior. For Waukee, she averages about 20 points per ball game. And again, so West High will have to, focus their defense on her.
48-46, Cedar Falls comes back and prevails over the City High Little Hawks, whose season comes to an end with a record of 22-2. So we're going to step aside for a couple of hours. We'll get you back to regular ESPN programming. The Afternoon Players Club currently on the air. We'll take you over there. For David Schulte, for Eric Peterson, this is Alex Coote signing off from Wells Fargo Arena for a couple of hours. We'll see you back at around 6:30. You've been listening to High School Basketball on the South Gym 106.3 FM and the North Gym 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. 48-46, the final. Cedar Falls prevails over City High. Tyler.